What up, what up, what up? Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Show. We on the roll. I believe this would be my fourth consecutive episode as I'm back and in full effect. So today I want to talk about talent and what talent is and what it means in 2020. Does talent really exist? Does talent really matter? And I mean, when I say talent, I'm talking about whatever talent you may have. I won't say that. I'm going to make this specifically for comedy, specifically for talents that are subject to opinion. This is going to be about subjective talents, art, comedy, anything that's like really subjective. I can't necessarily say sports, even sports to a degree. I'm going to put sports now. I'm just going to say all talents. Now, in 2020, I don't believe that talent means anything. I believe that all artists, we are all just not victims, but we are all slaves to an algorithm. Talent means fucking nothing. We're in a popularity contest, and it's basically about how popular you are. It's basically about how quickly, how swiftly you can spread a message. How fast can you draw some attention to yourself? That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not, you know, I see so many phenomenal comedians, young comics who really are grinding and great stage presence, great jokes. And it troubles me and bothers me often that these guys aren't getting a proper shot. And there are a lot of variables of why they aren't getting a proper shot and will not get a proper shot. And that is because people's attention. Attention is worth more than money. Now, understand what I mean by that. You know, you could be a million other places. You know what I mean? Like, you listen to me on this podcast, for instance. You could be a million other places. You could either be watching a television show, watching something on a streaming service, watching a YouTube video, listening to another podcast, listening to the radio, listening to Sirius XM on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. We are in a technologically advanced society where our attention spans are fucking everywhere. You watch a movie, you're on the phone. You can't even fucking think. So it's not even their fault. It's not even the industry who would want to put out good talent. And I think on the mainstream side of comedy, they still do have some control. But I think as the years go by, they are slowly losing control over there too. So you're basically a slave, or you're, I don't want to say a victim, but you're this thing to the algorithm. And what I mean by that is you have to learn how to get attention to make your brand aware on a platform, to draw attention and to draw eyes and to build a fan base. You have to figure out a fucking way. You have to be more strategic. If you're trying to do comedy, listen, and I'm going to give you some insight. And this to any guy or girl that's listening to this podcast and you're interested in doing comedy. It's very easy for you now. It wasn't easy for me coming up in 2002. There were no outlet. The only outlet for a black comic, a young black comic, was Comic View. Comedy Central didn't spit on black comics. Ever. Okay, so that was pretty much your only option. But the thing about it was, everybody watched Comic View. So if you were to get on Comic View, boom, you're seen. Whereas now, there are a lot of television shows out, a lot of comedy platforms and comedy shows, but nobody's watching that shit. You know, you got, it's a really good show called Laugh Tracks on True TV that nobody watches. And if you've seen it, you've probably seen it run across Facebook or some shit like that. But nobody's going home to get on True TV to watch it. So you have to go and put out massive, massive content on these social media sites to gain attention. Being funny means not a motherfucking thing in 2020. Do not get this twisted. You will end up in a bar and grill or some shit spinning your fucking wheels. If you're not getting the eyes on you, if you're not drawing people to you, nobody gives a fuck. Especially local black promoters and shit like that. They don't care. They want to put asses in seats. Well, all promoters want to put asses in seats. But to get those asses into the seats, there has to be some type of brand awareness. Even the comedy clubs. And comedy clubs could do a better job of advertising comedians, but they're so fucking behind and caught in the 90s because they're putting all their advertising dollars in radio and in television. And nobody's listening to the fucking radio. And nobody's watching TV. And so they get a guy that's really funny like myself. And sometimes wonder why the room is half full. Or the room is empty. It's because your promotions haven't. You haven't advanced your promotions. So they end up putting the money behind. And I don't knock social media guys. It's a great hustle. They end up putting that money behind the social media guy. And he's only going to come in that bitch on Wednesday and do two shows and get the fuck out of there. He's not going to carry you for the weekend. And what's going to happen, and listen, all you social media people, get your fucking money. Go in that motherfucker. You got 1 million motherfucking followers. Get 90% of the fucking door. Tell them you want 90%. They don't have an option. A lot of them don't. What are they going to do? Who are they going to book? And I'm just dropping game. I don't give a fuck. This is just free game and knowledge. But when it comes to this talent shit, to all my talented people, to all my true artists, you better learn how these algorithms work. You better learn that shit. That's what you need to learn. I spend sometimes 20 to 30 minutes a day going on YouTube, learning how to set up a YouTube channel, learning how to increase subscribers, how to increase Instagram followers. You know what I mean? I pretty much, with the Instagram algorithm, I know what my Instagram base likes. I know if I drop a side-by-side video that I'm going to get over 10 to 15,000 views. If you go on my Instagram page now, and anybody listens to this, you could go to my Instagram page, it's LeVar Walker. Follow me if you're not following me or whatever. But I put a video up. It's just like a little, I recorded some footage of me going out into the comedy clubs, talking to comics, doing time. I did it with Nina Stacks. Shout out to her, amazing camera lady. We went out. And we cut up, you know, some footage, and I threw it on my IG. I got 53,000 followers. That algorithm only showed that video to maybe 1,700 people. It got about 1,700 views. Because what happens is the algorithm is saying, oh, this isn't a side-by-side. They don't want to see this from you. So it suppresses the views. I mean, I'm not going to take it down. I'm going to leave it up. But that's what fucking happens. So I give some game. So the algorithm works like this. If you're trying to build your following on any social media site, just spend a whole month, put up as many videos as you can. Go back to the video that got the most traction, the most likes, the most views and the most followers, and replicate. You don't have to do the exact same video, but you want to do a video similar to that. And that is how the algorithm works. So the algorithm's goal is to keep people glued to the platform. They want eyes on this fucking platform at all times. So they're only going to show what people are like. And it's almost like a Pavlov's dog fucking theory. You know, you give a dog a treat and, you know, dog hit the button, you give him a treat or some shit, and the dog, I don't know what, salivates or something because he detects a treat is coming, and dopamine is released in the dog's brain and he goes crazy, and on and on and on. It's the same shit with the algorithm. It's stimulating your mind. That's why we can't put the fucking phones down. Nobody can put the phones down. They have so much fucking data on us now that it's insane. You can't put the phone down because the goddamn algorithm knows what you want to see and is constantly giving you what you want to see, what you want to buy, what you want to eat. We're fucked. And on it goes. So when it comes to true talent, when it comes to somebody actually creating something from thin air, it's going to be harder and harder because of the algorithm. And these studios and movies, now they probably have computers that can take the last 20 blockbuster movies, and they're studying you from the time you buy that motherfucking ticket to when you go in there. So when you think about this, right, Fandango, you go on Fandango, which is a app on your phone, you buy this fucking ticket. Now your Fandango is hooked up to your Facebook profile. A lot of people's Facebook profile is hooked up. We get on these sites and hook them up to the Facebook profile because that's the easiest way. We want to save time. So Facebook, blah. You know what I'm saying? So we get on the site. So now they have all your Facebook data. They got all that data. They got the data from that to when you bought the ticket. Now, once they have all that data, where you live, when you bought the ticket, they figure out why you bought the ticket, what you liked about this movie. And they just fucking put all this information in a big fucking, like a data center, like a data mill. They just fucking data mine it, and on it goes. And that's why you continuously see movies now where they do reboots over and over, because the studio looking at numbers, they don't give a fuck. Them suits don't fucking care. They just want to see a return on investment. So they're like, yeah, do that movie again. That made money last time. It's that simple. So when it comes to art, creativity, and shit like that, it's like, where are we going now? Where are we going? We're all just prone to the algorithm. So I just wanted, that's my take today. That's today's show. So if you're an artist, I don't want you to buy into this struggle mentality. You don't need to fucking struggle and be an artist. You don't need to. I think the Steve Harvey route of sleeping in your car and shit, I think that shit is dead. I don't think it's coming back. I think you have to have more strategy than talent. If you have strategy, you'll win. And you'll see the least talented motherfucker make millions doing what you were born to do. And that's because they have more strategy. So I'm just going to leave it on that note. This is going to wrap up today's episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out. See you tomorrow.